This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So 3-0 the count to Tulane. Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive. Well hit ball. Deep right center field. Rowdy Tellez, did you? Yes, you did. Deep into the Rangers bullpen. Welcome to Arlington, Rowdy Tellez. It's a three-run shot, and it's 3-0 Texas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan, where the Rangers lost to the Tigers last night 2-1. However, they did win the series against the team with the best record in Major League Baseball, starting off the second half of the season. So, and we've got a lot to break down from that series, but what I want to start with this is, what does that series win mean to the club, and what does it mean to y'all?
Oh, to me, it means the world. Yeah, exactly, Kevin.
Wow.
You're like, hold on.
I was not prepared for
the
that.
The way you ended the first half against the Astros, and now the way you've started against one of the better teams in baseball.
Sure.
Even though the Mets really stink, I know that y'all think highly of them. But the way that they've bookended the break makes me feel confident about their ability to hit again. I know yesterday was miserable because Scooble's very good at pitching baseballs.
Can we bring that up just really quick? In his starts against the Rangers, his two starts, he gave up two runs in 13.2 innings pitch. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Here's the note for you. He had no walks and 22 strikeouts against the Rangers.
The Rangers have been bad at hitting.
They have.
And they were bad again.
True.
They were good the other two games.
Did you think Friday they were good?
Sure.
I know I'm being serious. I know they won the game, but that was not particularly their best offensive effort.
Winning the game's important, Kevin.
That is, I'm not disputing
I will say on Saturday, I left the house. I installed my Fubo app on my sister-in-law's TV.
Oh.
So that I could watch the Rangers game on Saturday.
Nice.
And then on, I left in one of the innings to go get like a Coke or something for Adrian. And when I came back, Adrian goes, "Who's this giant baseball hitter?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "Oh, Rowdy?" And she was like, "The mascot for the Cowboys?" And I was like, no. And so I had to explain that he's new and why and all that. But she was like, "He's gigantic, and I've never seen him before." And I was like, "Yeah, he's a large man. And he can hit baseballs really hard and far. So hopefully he can continue to do that." But yeah, man, it gives me more confidence knowing the pitching staff is capable. Still knowing the pitching staff's capable. Sure. Nice work by Rocker on Saturday.
Oh, dude. My God.
Just amazing effort by him out there. Going, and that's, isn't that kind of what we expected when we drafted him? We're like, this is the kind of pitcher we think he's going to be, where he goes out there and gives you that kind of an outing. Like, that's what I expected, at least. But yeah, man, this gives me a lot of confidence heading forward. And you know what? It should give the Rangers a lot of confidence. We win series for the rest of the year, we're probably going to be in the playoffs, guys. If we just continue to win series, go into every single one of these things saying, let's win today, and then we'll see how things go from there. But if we continue to win series, there's going to be a playoff team.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of fascinating numbers from the weekend, and I did like the joke that Jared threw out there as well. This is for Friday night's game. No CEOs were exposed by Chris Martin tonight. Just some Tigers hitters his scoreless outing. And that, in Chris Martin's last 10 appearances, had given him a 0.96 ERA, which is great.
Were you sad that Eovaldi wasn't pitching?
Yes, absolutely. Well, and then last night, unfortunately, it was Chris Martin who gave up a trio of hits. Mm-hmm. And that ended up being the difference. Like, who knows with their track record in extra innings games, how that would have gone. But yes, unfortunately, he was out there. I believe it was in the eighth when they had just tied it. And then he gave up the run. Yeah, no, I was disappointed Eovaldi wasn't out there yesterday. So was ESPN. Like, they move this to their primetime game because they're like, hold on.
Yeah.
Scooble against Eovaldi? I mean,
a matchup.
Yeah, you have what seems to be the unquestioned Cy Young Award winner, and then you have another pitcher in Eovaldi who's got like a three quarters of a run better ERA than Scooble.
What are you trying to say there,
Kevin? Trying to say it's weird.
Less games, right?
It's a little weird. Less games. That is true, and he was still short of qualifying.
Does Eovaldi even pitch full seasons?
Yeah, okay, and missing this start doesn't help, but that's if you care about like winning the ERA crown, and I'm sure Nathan Eovaldi's like, had rather win another World Series.
Exactly, Kevin.
I concede
What do you want to go down as? You want to go down as the all-time like Cy Young champion that never won a World Series, or I won the most World Series with every team I showed up on?
See, this goes back to
the difference was me.
My gold medal theory that I know is much maligned about how if I had like seven gold medals and two silvers, I would want a bronze and I would make a trade. All right? And it's the same thing.
What are you trading? A gold?
No, I would probably trade. I would see first if I could trade a silver for two bronzes. But if I do trade a gold, I want at least three bronzes and maybe a silver, or maybe two bronzes and a silver, because then it feels more complete. Because then I have six golds, three silvers, and two bronzes. And see, this is why I would be a terrible competitor, because my OCD would be like, you could have five titles, or you could have four titles, a Cy Young and an MVP. And I would be like, oh, dude, you got to take the second one.
From the 979, that is disrespectful to Jacob Latt's performance this year. He was great yesterday. Let's give him credit for and what he's done. There was a time I know somebody was texting into the station. They were like, are we done with the Jacob Latt's experiment now? And then after that, he went on a bit of a tear, and that's been nice to see from him since then.
And once again, and you go back to, I think it's the Baltimore game last month, the last time he got in like a real true start is... That's twice now. Two for two, he kept you in games that you might have thought otherwise you're going to lose.
Yeah.
And it is intriguing, especially with Nathan Eovaldi. It looks like he's not going to go on the injured list, but we'll see how that goes. And then John Gray is eminently going to return. And then you've seen some flashes from Jacob Latz. In Latz and Gray, you do have a couple of pitchers who have shown who might have the versatility to bounce back and forth, although that might be wishful thinking for John Gray more than anything. And you'd mentioned Kumar Rocker, because there's interesting things that come out of all of these. Mm-hmm. By the way, for Scooble, only the fourth time ever a pitcher has had more than 20 strikeouts and no walks against the Rangers.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
In a year.
Interesting.
And that's their last regular season meeting, so good job for him, I guess. But for Kumar Rocker, you brought
was
it up.
Hate on Scooble there? Just
no,
a slight at him?
No. It's hate on the other team won. Gotcha. Like, this is something that Stephen Jones talks a lot about, and he's like, oh,
gotta give them credit.
Other team, they pay their players too, and you got to give them credit, and I will, but right now I'm mad that my team lost. Like, how hard is that to understand?
So, basically, Stephen gets over it faster than you're willing to.
He does.
Okay, because he's had time. He's like, you know what, I had time to already get through this, yeah. And now I got to answer your questions.
Well, I think that's debatable. I think maybe he gets over it quicker for other reasons. All right, so Saturday... Let me never mind.
Nope.
This is a question for tomorrow.
We're heading out to Oxnard.
Okay, it's going to be a question for tomorrow. If you just had to ballpark it, though.
Oh, my gosh.
This is just your opinion.
Alec, he could have bailed on
this
at any point.
I could have, but I'm not going. It's too late.
Stubborn.
It's too late. Hey, what did I just tell you?
More seasoning to this.
I just told you I would trade a gold medal for multiple bronze medals. My brain works the way it works, and I haven't been able to change that. What percentage of the Cowboys fan base thinks that they care more about the Cowboys winning than the ownership group? Be honest. It's got to be like 75 or 80%, right?
I feel like I do.
See? That's me too.
All right, that's 50% right there.
What is that based on? There's only three of us.
Sure, there's Peyton's back there somewhere.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you care if the Cowboys win more than the Cowboys care about winning? He said no, so that's 75% at the most.
Okay.
Alec?
I think I do.
See? 75. You were right, Kevin. Good numbers.
And so, yeah, and that's...
Mr. Math.
And that's what I don't know if that counts.
It's his shirt. It says it on his little label. It says Mr. Math.
And see, the first text I saw was, oh, Lord, yes. And so, and that's the thing. I think most Cowboys fans think that they care more about winning than the ownership group. We'll pick that back up later.
Can I?
Or maybe never.
In the month of July,
mm-hmm.
And I know he had the 6-run game, but Rocker's opponent's batting average is 190.
Okay.
He's pitched 3 games. He's had 4 in every other month almost, but he's pitched 3 games in the month of July. And he's at 190 against opponents. That's fantastic.
If that number
is 0.050 in the last 7 days.
Holy moly. Well, okay. If that number is ever lower than 200, you got yourself something for sure. Now, what was fascinating about this game is, did you know that this was the Rangers' 8th chance to get back up to 500, and they lost the previous 7?
Oh.
Or of their 8, they lost the previous 7. But
do you think they think about that at all?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know if they're like, hey, we're just trying to win.
Yeah.
Or if we're, no, 500's important.
For sure.
I don't know.
That's another thing that I think they don't need to worry about. Like, I certainly understand that, but it's something that's fun for the fan base to hit. But you're now, and this feels like the perfect point for the Rangers to be at. They're 50 and 50. And like, if you think about that expression, that feels about right.
Yeah.
Like, are the Rangers going to buy or sell? 50-50.
Yeah.
Do you think they could go on a run?
Will 50-50. They win today's game?
Yeah, 50-50. And like, that's kind of the way I feel. And if you look, I know Jim Bowden threw something out there, buyers or sellers or both. And I still think that's probably where the Rangers will end up. The Rangers are high up on that list at 50 and 50. And you're like, again, that feels about right. So I am super encouraged that the Rangers were able to win this series over the team that did have the best record in baseball. But it's always one little tiny step short of giving you all the confidence, right? Because if you look back on the series, and again, I want to make this very clear, you won the series. And as Corey said, that's what really matters. In those 3 games, you scored a total of 7 runs.
Okay.
And so like that part's not encouraging from an offensive standpoint, and you didn't get the sweep, because if you would have got the sweep, like there's no denying, hey, we just continued the Tigers' funk going out of the end of the first half. They had the best record. You swept them, but the Rangers are always a tiny bit short of giving you that all the way sign.
Yeah. And with the not getting the sweep, you're like, we couldn't beat the best pitcher, and not grant, like, we don't know if the matchup with Eovaldi would have been 0-0 all the way until the 9th inning.
For sure.
We don't have that with us, but we do know that the Rangers' batting lineup wasn't able to score more against a very talented pitcher. And that's something that you got to, I feel like we want to see it, but does it feel like this Rangers team, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, because you just pointed out a lot of really good numbers on the 50-50 lifestyle they like to live. Does it feel like they are building from the beginning of this season and they're getting better, and they're just not great yet, but they're kind of like somewhere in the middle. They're about 50-50.
See, I mean, obviously I'm going to default to that. I don't see how you can tell me that they have continually built up and gotten better throughout the entire season. Now, if you want to say...
Are they limiting the losing streaks?
Yeah.
More better this
they're
time,
doing
right
a
now?
Look, the
that's where I feel is like we're losing. We're not losing as many as often.
I think the pivot point that you can go back to is Saturday, June the 7th.
Okay.
So you had just lost the opener to Washington. You had been swept by Tampa Bay in the last two of those games, I think, were one-run games. You're 29-35. So since then, you are 21-15. And I get the desire to say straight away that this team is better. But look how quickly they climbed out of that hole. You finish up the series win over Baltimore and you're at 40-41. So straight away you went 12-6 and you almost climbed entirely out of that hole. And since then they're 10-9. So I don't think you can just say since they were 29-35, they're 21-15. That is true, but straight away 12-6. And since then you're 10-9. So even when the offense has been playing significantly better, especially to close out the first half, You're all right.
All right, I want you to be Boach real quick.
Okay. I don't think
would you rat, and I want you to think like Boach, not like Kevin.
Okay.
But also, you know, I feel like I have a good answer here too. Boach, do you like being a front runner or an underdog?
Gotta be underdog, right?
I don't know.
I
want to ask him that Wednesday because I feel like there's part of him that's like, hell yeah, I want to be a front runner.
You know what? That's a good point. Specifically with this team, I think, like, I understand the appeal of the underdog, and you can tell everybody, oh, nobody believes in you and all that. The appeal of this team specifically, I think, would be to be a front runner because then you would have less concerns about skipping DeGrom in the rotation.
Oh,
you would
for
have
sure, yeah.
less concerns about if Eovaldi had the back tweak. And let's say he did have to go on the injured
for
list.
For sure.
And he missed two or three starts. You're like, okay, that's okay. And we'll artificially decline his number of innings pitched. Same with DeGrom. But we don't have to worry about it. But instead, you're like, hey, I still have to balance out those things. But also, I can't afford to lose.
Yeah. No, I'm very interested to see... And like you said, specifically this team this year. That's a good conversation for Boach on Wednesday.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.